Blog Talk Radio.
Introducer. Poetry. Hosted by the lovely, the angelic poet.
The angelic.
Sit back.
Poet.
Relax. Enjoy.
The angelic.
This poetic family, as we enjoy each other's company, a mixture of R&B and spoken word, with the angelic poetry. So guess what? It's time for you to step up and be heard. Only with the angelic poetry. So guess what? Step up and be heard.
The angelic poetess. The angelic poetess. Original, original, original.
Get on your job, tell them. Haters, get on your job, nigga. Motivation. Nigga, get on your job, tell them. Haters, get on your job, nigga. Motivation. Haters, better get on your job, tell them. Haters, get on your job, nigga. Motivation. Suck a nigga, get on your job. If you hatin', get on your job, nigga. You can look me in my eyes, see I'm ready for whatever. Anything don't kill me, make me better. I ain't dead, nigga. You can take the fame and the cheddar and the game and the deal. I'm still a go-getter. Take my freedom for the moment, but it ain't forever. I got the spirit of a god, heart of a dope dealer. I'm a king, seen hanging with some cold killers. I ain't never back down.
Make me motivation.
Niggas thinking only gonna inspire.
Motivation.
All you tell them. Haters, get on your job, nigga. Motivation. Nigga, get on your job, tell them. Haters, get on your job, nigga. Motivation. Haters, better get on your job, tell them. Haters, get on your job, nigga. Motivation. Suck a nigga, get on your job. If you hate, get on your job, nigga. Motivation.
Niggas faking, only gonna inspire.
Motivation.
All your hating, you order my fire.
Motivation.
Niggas flying on the crown, so trap.
Motivation.
Hey, but I ain't slowing down, I ain't stopping.
Motivation.
Yeah, nigga, don't stop my show.
Motivation.
You ain't know I don't stop, I grow.
Motivation.
Suck a niggas can't make me suffer, just make me strong.
Original Poetry After Dark, Motivation, T.I. Welcome everyone on the phone lines and the chat room. Chief, she'll be incognito for just a bit. I'm sure she'll join us. I want to welcome Written in Pain. This is the Cop That Friday for his album release, I Am Written in Pain. Great CD from what I heard. And yes, I caught that. You should too. Listen to the interview. Hear some pieces, hear them spit live, and I'm sure you're going to be ready to cop that. All right. Written in Pain. You with me?
Yeah, I'm here. What's going on?
Shut up. I'm waiting to, you know, see what you got for us. You know, as I said, I took a little peek into the album, and I'm excited, as you should be. You did a phenomenal job.
I appreciate that. Thank you. You know, I'm kind of a little bit shell shocked right now, but I'm gonna be all right in a second.
I know that's right. Hey man, that's, you're doing big things, man. I know when I put my first CD out, it wasn't even as good as yours, but I was just happy that I accomplished it. It was a very big accomplishment that you did, and you should feel good about it. It's
yeah,
real nice, you know.
I've been, you know, I have been trying to kind of get to it for a while. It was just, I just kind of wanted to make sure I had lined up everything right to do it because I didn't want to come out with something that I think, you know, people wasn't going to be, which I still don't know if I did that, but I just wanted to try to put my best foot effort, I mean, my best foot forward to try to put together a quality CD. So, you know, I hooked up with Karama Sadaka. He produced the CD, and we, you know, we just went at it. So, yeah.
Word. That's what I'm talking about. So, did he produce the entire CD for you?
Yeah, he produced the whole CD.
Word. Okay. Shout outs. Is it Karama?
Yeah, Karama Sadaka. Definitely. He in the chat room, so. I definitely want to shout him out because, you know, without him, it wouldn't have came together how it did, so.
Right, okay. So about how long did it take for you to get everything together?
You know, it was a slow process for me just because I write a lot. So it was just the process of narrowing down what pieces I was going to use for the CD and how I was going to go about approaching the whole thing because I didn't want to, like, bombard people with a whole bunch of sporadic because that's how my brain works. So I really wanted to try to hone in on what kind of angle we wanted to kind of come at with the CD. So it took about...
Did you find that to be difficult?
Say it again?
I said, did you find that to be difficult for you?
Yeah, for me, because I got a lot to say, but I didn't want to try to say everything on one CD, so it was the process of trying to figure out, okay, what do I want to say on this CD? So that was a little bit difficult for me, because like I said, a lot, I'll be all over the place in my head, so.
I know that's right. Did you do any collaborations on your CD?
I collaborated with Karama only on the CD. And that was just like us just getting it in because we had the time and the space to do so. So I collaborated with him, but the rest of the CD is just me, only me.
No, that's right. Hey. All right. We have a track titled Jambalaya.
Yeah.
And I was really, really interested in that piece. And just give me some background. How did you come up with that? That was just awesome.
Two things that I love the most in the world is food and poetry, right? So I was trying to figure out in my head how could I merge the two into a piece. And I was toying around with it in my head, but I hadn't really gotten anything. But I was saying, if you could taste poetry, what would poetry taste like? And so I went to Karama with that mindset, and, you know, we just started playing around with some sounds, and the piece started coming, and it kind of just worked its way into the music. It was just like a synergy, and I just felt it, and I went with it, and I was like, this is probably not something people will expect from me, but that's how I was feeling at the time, so.
I think you did a great job. I had to listen to it a couple of times, but the first time I just didn't get it.
Right.
And then I had to really listen, sit back, I'm like, wow, okay, I like that. And that's not something I would expect from you. So,
right.
Can you honestly say that this CD that you have is going to show another whole other side than what the audience is used to?
I think that it's just an opportunity to kind of see sides of me that I don't really show that much when I call in shows or, you know, when I'm, you know, on Facebook or whatever. And I just really wanted to not do the kind of stuff that I always do. I just wanted to show another side of me. My whole point for the CD was just to try to get people to think about stuff. And I just wanted to do it in a way that I just wanted to kind of signature the way I wanted to talk to people. So, like, tracks like that was just me being able to do something that I probably wouldn't be able to do, you know, live or, you know, on a radio show.
Okay. All right, people. What we're going to do right now is we're going to play Written in Pain's track, Jambalaya, and we'll be right back.
Yeah, this is soul food. Soul food, go ahead, move like your soul is supposed to. Go ahead, it's your chance to dance with who you close to. You, this here feel good cause it's supposed to. This how poetry tastes. When you spice it up, cook it down to the pot, put it on a plate nice and hot. Come on, you know that hit the spot. Smells good, like it or not. Make the body rock. When it leaves my jib, don't it stick to them ribs. This here what I'm spitting is finger licking. Like that black boy chicken before the colonel took it from him. This ain't never been written either. Like some ingredients you be getting from grandma's kitchen. You ain't even much know what it is. But it smells good, don't it? Music so tender, falling off the bone. Words is the seasoning. Microphone look like a neck bone. Where the trombone? There it is. Face it. You know it's the best piece of a piece you done ever tasted. Give you some more if you don't waste it. Damn. Karama flavored amazing. Almost Cajun. Now if your ear's bigger than your belly, fine. Take your time. Do it slow, I don't mind. Turn it down to a simmer. Y'all don't even know what this is for dinner. This, that. Little bit of jambalaya, y'all. Call this here Big Band Poetry. Flowing the beats weed as the bourbon on Bourbon Street. I speak to give rhythm to two left feet. Go ahead, I'll be right here where you left me. I can't go nowhere till the pot empty. And we got plenty, so come on, get you some. Mm-hmm, you love it. Poetry like it's mother, baby. Them horns just an extra gravy. Yeah, see, life like dirty rice. Scrumptious if you cook it right. Like we all wish we could get as sweet as a dish of crawfish. This drum whistle batter. See, I don't even eat crawfish, but if it tastes this good, it don't even matter, cause life tastes like delight, even if it ain't for 3 minutes long, y'all. Go ahead, take you some home. For them dancing children, they gonna be like, mama, why you ain't bring us home? None of that down home spoken word you heard. Delicious. Yeah, it tastes good, ain't it? Wanna lick it off the dishes, ain't it? I'm just saying. I'm just saying it. That's the band playing it. Black, white, dark, light. Sit yourself down. Have a bite. North, east, west, or south. Come put some of this in your mouth. Big, small, young, and old. Y'all better come get you a bowl of that. Jambalaya, y'all.
The Rhythm Poetry After Dark, cop that Friday with your boy Written in Pain. Y'all better get y'all some. I know that's right. We bring Pain back on the lines. That track just grew on me. I mean, it just stuck to me. I'm feeling that. I can just keep that in rotation constantly. I like that.
Thank you, man.
The instruments, everything. You don't really get that much. I haven't seen much of it and listening to poetry CDs and you're just hearing all those instruments and stuff. It just sounds like old school a little bit to me, and I love it.
Thank you. I was just, like I said, I was just thinking about something that was going to make people feel good. So if that's what it did, then I'm happy, man.
Almost made you want to get up and start dancing. So, Tang, with this CD, do you have any expectations of yourself, of, you know, from the CD, something that you want to get out of this?
I just want to, you know, contribute to the movement. That's all. I just want to help take spoken word to the next platform. And, you know, I think it's a lot of people among us that can help accomplish that. So I just want to, you know, make my contribution and just trying to, you know, try to broaden the borders a little bit and maybe inspire people to, you know, we do try to do other things or just try to just keep poetry or spoken word as an art form moving. So we don't get stagnant, and you know, that's all I'm trying to do.
I know that's right. Do you have a favorite track on that CD?
I got a few. I got Jambalaya is one of my favorite tracks, only because that's just like outside of me. It's just like I can't believe I did that. It's a track called Ballad of Fallen Angels. It's a couple of tracks on there I like a lot.
All right. So I'm about to put you on the spot a little bit. I want you to tell the people why you feel they should cop that.
Oh, man. I think you should cop that because it's probably something that you never heard before. And, you know, that's always a good thing. And I think that I really feel in my heart that by the time, you know, you finish listening to the CD, you'll be a different person than you was when you didn't listen to the CD. And when I say that, I just mean that in thought and in perception. I believe that by the end of the CD, you may feel differently about some things, or at least have thought about something you might not have thought of. And I pretty much maybe could guarantee that.
Okay. Well, shout out to the chat room. I mean, you have a huge following, it seems, from what I'm saying. You know, they love you out there. But for people that don't know, because there are some people that don't know Whitney Payne, that's why I asked that question. Seems like the chat room wanted to know, you know. We all got to be marketable. So I just wanted to see if Whitney Payne was on point. I like what you said. Let me bring on Chief. I'm pretty sure she wants to say what's up to you, but she's just now getting in the chat room. Chief China Blue, what it do?
What it do, what it do.
What's going on,
China? I'm happy. Sorry, I'm late with, you know, things be happening on Friday night.
Yeah, I know how it go down.
But I just like to say I'm enjoying the tracks that was played. I've been here listening the whole time. I just wasn't able to talk, but I just want to say, you know, I'm enjoying the album. Shout out to Karama. That's my band over there.
That's what's up.
I'm ready to hear some more. I can't wait to hear it live. That's what I'm waiting on.
Yeah, no doubt. We definitely going to get to that, and I'm sure we're going to have some requests. We have a lot of people that as press one to speak to Whitney Payne, I will be opening the lines up shortly. We're going to get a couple more tracks for you guys to listen to, and we definitely going to open up the lines for the questions or comments that you might have for him. And today is officially his album release, I Am Whitney Payne. And before I go to another track, what made you title that like that?
Say it again. Who made the title?
Yeah, what made you come up with that title, I Am Whitney Payne? I mean, I know obviously, you know, you're Whitney Payne, but why did you title it like that?
Because the truth of the matter is that I don't really consider myself a poet. And the reason why I don't consider myself a poet is because I believe that poetry has rules and regulations. Like, poetry's not a freelance area. Like, to call yourself a poet to me is like a title that garnishes a certain amount of respect towards the craft itself. So I don't consider myself that. I don't consider myself a spoken word artist either, only because I haven't done a lot of open mic shows or a lot of stage performance. So I don't want to put myself amongst a group of people who have done that a lot or their whole career, and to just go and jump and say I'm a spoken word artist. So I say I'm written in pain because that's what I am.
Right.
I can dig it. And I've been hearing that from quite a few people about how they don't like to put themselves in a box, so to speak, by name, you know, titling themselves as a poet or spoken word artist. So I can dig it. Okay. Tell the people how they can cop that.
If you want a hard copy of the CD, you can go to my website, which is writteninpain.weebly.com. And when I get a chance, I'll post the link in the chat before. Well, Jody just posted the link in the chat. And
Jody just posted it again.
If you want to cop the download, then you got to go to jodysartisticjoint.com, and you can get it from over there for the digital download.
Okay.
And that's what it is.
I got message that, you know, you have Kalama on the line, and he doesn't have a lot of time, so I'm going to pull him in. Now 917. You got you on air, Kalama.
Well, nephew had the goal this year. I'm written the train over this hill. What I gotta be all this waiting on for? You're supposed to be released for an album, and you don't even know how to get people on the phone. Your finger still hurt, Mr. Rickman Payne?
Uncle Spoon, what's going on? My fault, Uncle Spoon. I didn't want to interrupt that while she was doing her thing. I didn't want to cut her off, man. My fault.
I didn't want to cut you off trying to sound effective. I don't consider myself a poet. And whatever. Uncle Spoon is happy for you. We know that you put your album together and you had a wonderful release party, but all this talking is getting us nowhere. I want to hear some more music. What can we hear another track real quick, please? Okay, well, what do you want
to do? It's very important for the people that don't know him to know a little background about him. I don't know about you, but I'm not going to buy something and don't know nothing about it. I'm going to get to
work with him. Not you, sweetie. Not you. You fine, sweetie. It's your show. You do what you want. I'm just messing with him. You good. I am qualified to speak for my nephew until he gets back. He's going to be back in a couple minutes. He went to go make his, he didn't get no ticket outside. But I can speak for him. What's happening? You want to know how good Mr. Whitman Payne CD is? It's wonderful. It gets a Mr. Vashke Witherspoon stamp of approval. He was talking about all kinds of wonderful things, and he was doing it in a way that was totally, it's going to catch you off guard. It's going to grab you up in the heart and ain't going to let you go till you couldn't and sacrifice. See what I'm saying? So we just wonderful and proud of the effort that this man has put forth. And he has done the doggone thing. And it took a lot of dedication. So he's going to say he ain't no poet. He ain't no spoken word artist because he don't want to put himself on blast. But let me tell you, if you make an art out of what you're saying, then you're a spoken word artist. And that's what he's doing. And I don't know how many people up on that already. But Mr. Rhythm and Pain, he the real deal. So that hold on one second. We didn't know if you want to make me hold on. Getting real good talking for you. Hold on.
Okay, now. Hello. Word. Oh, this word. I heard that.
Okay. Thanks, Shalom. Okay, I got it. Hello?
Yeah, we here.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Yeah, bro, what's going on? Why you let Uncle Spoon get the phone, man?
Dude, I didn't know she was going to pick up right then, and I just told him to hold it for me. I apologize. What's cracking?
I just wanted to tell you, thank you, and I appreciate you, man. And I just wanted everybody to know, what you did for me. So that was it, brother.
Whole thing is starting off. Hold on, you love me, you appreciate me, you want everybody to know. Nah, dude. Let's start over. We cool, man. That's it. I understand.
You're making me feel awkward right now. This didn't go like this in my head, man. Well, Uncle Phil
on
the phone, that messed me up off rip, so I'm off track.
I'm sorry. Well, no, I tell you what, I appreciate it, man. Me and you had already talked. We good, bro. As far as me co-signing your work, though, I will definitely come on out and tell everybody that, yeah, this man is the future. He's a visionary, and he's putting a lot of this stuff together. That every track on this album has a backstory to it, and each one of them is just crazy. I mean, there's a lot of people that I listen to. There's a lot of people that I hear. Not everybody is meant to work together. There's, like, a lot of people ain't meant to be poets. If that's not your thing, that's not your thing, but what he brought to the table in this for this particular project was a storytelling style that merged and married spoken word with just you remember the good old days of soul music when a song spoke to you and when you really, really felt the word, whether you could have been a man listening to a song that was sung to a woman. If the song spoke to you, the song spoke to you. And that's what a lot of stuff on here, it really, we listen to it, and, we had focus groups and then bumping it in New York, just trying to see the feeling of it and what the people are going to feel when they get it. Everybody that listens to it comes away with a totally different feeling. So I'm going to throw my 2 cents now and say, you should cop that if you want to know what this is really supposed to feel like. You should cop that if you want to know what a spoken word album is supposed to be. This is 2011. This is the prototype for the future of spoken word albums. That's right, I said it. Written in pain, doing it for real.
All right. Appreciate your input.
I appreciate you, brother.
I know that's right.
You got it, baby. You got it.
Yeah, man.
All right.
That man said, I concur completely. I'm going to keep this thing rolling. Man. Next up, we have...
Man. Well, shout out to Columbus, the doctor, man. Damn. All right, man. Somebody, y'all say something, do something.
I got you, baby. We're going to go play another track and let hear another track. And then when we come back, we're going to request something live from you. This right here is written in pain, 1,000 poets.
All week, what I wrote to write was for tonight. I'ma recite open mic poetry night. I reach the door, the cover charge. Crowd neither small or large. Poet number one, his name King Sun. I could tell his piece was a religious one. He said hallelujah, amen, before he begun. Seemed like forever before he was done. I'm like, was he motivated by the Bible or reciting one? Yes, pride should exist in every human being, but poets are the proudest I've ever seen. Gay pride, women's pride, black pride, soldier pride. He never died, he got pride. His parents died, he never cried. Muslim pride, I did not take part in bombing suicide. We only up to 15. He doing a poem about the price of gasoline. Poet 20, his piece would have moved me, except he kept quoting movies. In that tone, Poet 50 was an ex-rapper, slowing up his bars, doing a poem about girls, jewelry, and luxury cars. The next poet's vocab was enormous, a breathing, walking, talking,
Byzantium.
The next two thought they were poetry. He doing poetry, she's singing the chorus. Poet 100, writing about love again, here it come again. Heartache, heartbreak, how much can a heart take? I'm like, won't you leave and grieve? Learn from your mistakes. Poet 264, overuse the metaphors.
Steady, jelly,
he's saying
belly,
he said or read before.
Telly,
honestly, I couldn't take no more. I didn't even want to hear what Poet 300 had to say. He had dreadlocks and a book bag. I was thinking he was talking about the problems of the world today and how there's no medication in Zimbabwe. He was telling us the future signs and said peace and blessings in all his lines. When Poet 500 hit the stage, her piece was so long I could feel myself age. Every time I thought she was done, she flipped a page. People started talking, yawning, she wasn't fazed. Poet 550 started spitting about how dope his quotes is. I figured he was on dope when he wrote this. Like a poem so abstract it's whack. He said silhouetted soliloquies. I'm like, what the hell is that? Poet 720 had blonde hair spitting a piece while he black.
Right on.
Not only was the 733rd poet piece long, but he was shouting at us like we did something wrong. Poet 776 sang a song, and she wanted us to sing along. A gospel song. She know the notes, she just can't hold on. Even the Lord knows she wrong. By the time she finished her screaming, people was leaving. She pointing, talking about, see, that's them demons. Poet 800 was a lady who truly touched my heart, telling a tale about a woman who lived from a shopping cart. When out of nowhere, she cut the tale short, talking about, hit a rest on my CD, show a poet some support. I'm pissed, handed her $5 for the disc. The next 20 poets, all the same. He left me, she left me. I'm so empty. Religion, politics, similes, metaphors, verbal tricks. I'm skinny, love me. I'm chubby, hug me. So what if I'm ugly? Look inside, love me. I'm celibate, I'm selling it. I do it for the hell of it. Poet 910, tight shirt, wanna be modeled. Smelling like he wearing a whole bottle. Women moaning before he said a word. I wonder what they heard. Cause they moaned, hissed, and whistled through their teeth. Through this man whole piece. They didn't know what they was missing. Me neither, cause I didn't listen. Well, the 999th poet was me. By now the crowd was void of any energy. I closed my eyes and I grabbed the mic. And I shared this piece I'm about to recite. 1,000 poets, including me. Yet there's no eluding me. Just your relation to the pain is including me. See, it's the painful pen that's soothing me. It's my mistakes improving me. So I make it plain to see, so you won't live as painfully or experience pain as explained to me. So when you fail, it's no blame for me when I exchange the game for free. I gave what remains of me. If it inspires you, it takes a little bit of the pain off me. So I hope you see my pen as a blessing to give you food for thought. Please, come back for seconds. When I open my eyes, what do I see? Two drunks, the DJ, Poet 1000, and me, and me, and me, and me.
Right on!
Wow. Dang. Really? Wow. I can't wait till I get my CD in the mail. I'm so waiting on that.
Indeed. Cop that, y'all. Cop that.
Yeah.
And it's such an honor that, you know, the night that his album dropped, that he would come on our show and do his thing. That's what's up. That's respect right there.
I appreciate y'all for having that. Me.
Written in pain dot WEEBLY.com. Make sure y'all go get that tonight.
All right.
Yeah, I appreciate
that. That's right. Okay. I believe we are ready to hear something live from you. So,
Yeah.
I got a piece I'm gonna share with y'all called Love Loss. Can you hear me?
Yep, loud and clear.
All right, okay. It seems as if it was just yesterday our love began. But my memory fails me in an attempt to remember any day before the second I saw you. Time became still as night and I became tangled in your starlight. How is it I'm alone now? How is it that your heart is no longer beating for me? Can passion reach a temperature so hot, causing the soul to evaporate? I stand here praying for your condensation. Reason has left my consideration as I am desperately missing you, wishing you returned to me. Do the gods have concern for me, or do they mock the melodramatic personalized hell that I am burning in, needing you to fill the whole of me. Where my will used to be, where my life used to be. How could it be you could leave me, that your heart no longer beats for me without eternity so far from there? Yet you're so far from here. Even as I began to walk the walk of a million miles, by the millionth mile, I'd still be no closer to you. You even hear me? Or have I bated, wasted breath? How could you leave me? My existence is void persistence. I am fading like the colors in a perfect portrait, long forgotten. Please don't leave me. Please don't leave me here. My love has no nest to nestle in. My body yearning the eclipse of your lips. What I wouldn't do for one more kiss, one more whisper, I love you. Because I love you. How can this be? How can this be that your heart no longer beats for me? How can I be complete as I mourn she who completes me? Can you hear me? Do my words hold valor in this place you are? Your love has my protection. Your love gave me light. Your eyes, I found myself betwixt in your reflection. You are more than my muse. You are music. How do you love love, then lose it, forever dancing alone to moans and low tones when loneliness reaches the bones? You are the salt of
my life. The flavor I savor is you. Please let me love you once more. For my heart is not capable to love anymore. Look at you. Cold is the touch of you. Still I am warmed by the sight of you dying, trying to kiss you. By the glory of the gods, I miss you. Your lips have lost all life of me. I repeatedly kiss you desperately. Your love was just for me, gone. But I refuse this reality, trying, vying to crawl in your space, wiping tears from your face, tears that are mine. Please take me with you to your resting place. Yet you won't respond to me. Can't believe you're gone from me. No, I will not let this be. I will be still waiting for you in the morrows as I am pried from you. I watch the casket close on you. I watch them lower you. I watch them mourn for you. I watch them pitch flowers on your perfect place. And I ask myself, how can this truly be? That your heart has stopped beating for me. I was written in pain.
Wow. And I just, y'all took him into a whole another atmosphere with this piece. Delivery and everything was just phenomenal. I mean, so much emotion. Tell me about that piece.
You know, that's just coming from the standpoint of someone who loves someone and, you know, life takes them away.
Mm-hmm.
Just because their physical structure has died, your love for them hasn't reached that place. And that's what that's about. That's just about that feeling of what that feels like when life takes love away from you.
Well, I don't know how the boss lady feels, but I can totally, you know, take that piece to heart. And what you just said about, you know, the love and the loss of that and life, you know, just being gone, it's not just their life, but a part of your life is gone. So, yeah, I could definitely relate to that with the loss of my daughter. It's not the same love, but it's still love, you know.
Mm-hmm. And you know I understand, Chief. Don't you? You know, come on now. I know.
Well, I mean, I don't know if you wanted to talk about things like that, so I do.
Yeah, I feel you. But I definitely understand where he's coming from, but I just want to get in on the standpoint of where he was at in that piece. You know, but for me, I felt him, yeah. I did.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I was all sensitive over here.
It's all good. It's all good.
Do you have anything upcoming as far as out there, going out there to perform, any tracks off this CD? Do you have any plans or anything like that?
That's for sure. I really don't have anything set up definitely yet, but I'm definitely planning on you know, taking this to the next level, just personally, doing some things, going outside of my range of comfortability because I'm trying to grow. So I'm definitely planning on doing some things.
Right. That's what's up. Yeah, I mean, the internet is great. The shows are great. But when you go out there and get face-to-face, that's when you're going to really get the results that you're looking for, in my opinion anyway. And I'm definitely just putting that out there so you can come down where I'm at and show some love. And I'm pretty sure they would love you, you know. Blow up the spot down here because, of course, you're big. I mean, I know you're from New York and all, but down south show big love on poetry.
Yeah, that's what I hear. I hear that a lot. So, you know what's up.
Yeah. All right, poets. I'm about to open up the lines in a few. We still have a couple more tracks to play, but I see there's a lot of people waiting to speak to you, Mr. Written in Pain. So after I play this track from him, I'm going to go back and pull in the first call, and we're going to go from there. This next track we have, I Am Written in Pain. This one's titled Rhyme All the Time.
I rhyme all the time, trick lines, trace mine, then Mac design, one touch, cold rush, based in the cold crush, racing at you like them fools in the gold rush, rhyme spinner, killing rhyme beginners, every battle I enter, no winner, dragon, aiming for your joints and pressure points, moves, pace mine, when I rhyme lace lines, force to snort them, flip flows and contort them, rhyme ninja, your lines are injured, then Mac, heart bursts from the rhyme fingers, still linger, I rhyme all the time.
Well, I rhyme all the time too, need I remind you, I could rhyme through you, your crew and your baby mama too, then better ask them witch doctors about Sadaka, shine divine and sublime, intertwined betwixt past, present and future, ain't no shame in your chains, so say lady, let me loose you, from the rooter to the tutor, sitting backwards in the caboose, gargantuan and getting grittier since they done showed these monkeys how to tie their own noose. Who knew the zoo could come to you, pop you and drop you and rearrange your whole behavior? Be thankful and gracious before your savior, for this blood don't require a waiver. Ask your neighbor about being crazy with no insurance. Maintain your fire, fury, and focus, because to finish this race, it takes endurance, and I rhyme all the time.
I rhyme all the time, see? Hopping fences when them boys behind me. Too slow, so I go where I know they won't find me. I rhyme when I'm praying, so them devils on land don't understand what I'm saying. I rhyme in my diction, a rhythmic prediction, so all of my peoples in rhythm will listen, or make a decision to change the condition that's lost in sync when the soul went missing. I rhyme cause it's my South Bronx tradition. It fuels my lines, my pen's ambition. My wrists start twisting, I start twitching. I rhyme all the time, my six bits prescription. Moby Dick with a Bic, you just fishing. I'm a star, you just wishing. You twinkle, I glisten. Your shit would be hot, except the me missing. Listen, I rhyme all the time.
I rhyme all the time. So it seems I'm somehow inclined to remain blind by the mind, seeking salvation, but learning real serenity is even harder to find. Harder to bind than dreadlock Samson in his prime. And I hope this rope of dope can cope with the veritable cornucopia of ill-intended lines. We stood in lines and shrines only to find the ones whining and covering crimes from the last time. Instead of rewarding whistleblowers, they just give gifts like grenades and landmines, like they can't stand time, cause somehow they think time stands still for them. Ask them, even they'll be swift to admit some seasons I leave them regurgitating recycled refuse and gargling the same juice that got them addicted to the first time I spit it, and I still rhyme all the time.
I rhyme all the time, get all the shine. Your shit borderline, your poem's about a quarter mine. You should have borderline, or asked how I thought of mine. You should use your guns to battle mine. You should run at battle time. You only here for half my shine. Who wants to hear yours after mine? You use a crayon to craft your rhymes. They always push it past their prime. They gonna call you powder after the grind, or think you lost half your mind. No homo, your ass is mine. You fucking with a mastermind. Pen like Flash with a faster mind. Faster spit. You won't want to wear a mask after this. I pitch too fast, you had to miss. I rhyme all the time. Classic shit.
I rhyme all the time. Cause if Courtney killed Kurt only in her mind, was it really a crime? How about only in your mind? In mine? Do you mind? Or did you fall for the okie doke? Smoked your dope before I told the Pope and the rest of the parish parishioners. You keep lyrically dropping the soap and you keep assuming your favorite position. Listen, take a breath and hold it. Take your inner energy, harness it, reshape it and mold it till your flow is totally and completely under your control. Cause truth be told, if you wouldn't say your piece to Jesus, there's no need to tease us, reach us, teach us, feed us. See, we such glory hounds, we be thinking we throwing touchdowns when we fumbled the pen in the beginning. raising your hands in victory, but really you just be pretending. See, to move me, you gotta move you. And if you can't move you, it would behoove you to learn to do so, even if it means you do not rhyme.
Word. Wow. Now that's the women thing I'm used to right there. He's just sick with it. Oh my goodness, no homo. I know that's right. Your ass is mine. What?
Yeah.
Talk to me about that piece, man.
Oh man, that was me and Karama. We was up like 3 a.m. Drinking Jamaican tea. And we just was like, yo, let's just spit. And then I just was like, I want that on the album. So we just put it on there because I just, that's just something I like. I hope y'all like it, but, you know.
Man.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm going to tell you something. Them late night rides be the best.
Yeah. Plus, I don't think my feet was on the ground when we were spitting that. I'm pretty sure I was levitating. I can't speak for Karama, but. I was left. I'm not going to. That's enough about that. Yeah, to me, I endorse taking tea. I'm just saying, but, you know. You can go change the subject.
Big shout out to Karama and how y'all orchestrated that CD. Phenomenal work. And if you have to help another poet, please post your links up in the chat room if you're still around. Let people know how they can find you. Because, honestly, I didn't know nothing about Karama until tonight.
Yeah, man. You missing out on our Karama with a shouted out his link, so it's showing everything. So maybe you could post them in the chat because I'm bad with stuff like that. But Karama's the truth.
That is interesting that you didn't know.
Yeah, my short-term memory is very bad. So, we talk about that's another topic. But,
no, he's talking about me.
Karama. Karama's the truth. So yeah, if any, you know, producing, he's the truth. Yeah, I just need to go link up with him. I know he's gonna stay low with his oh, he got his chats, he's got his links up. So
there it is. All right, so poets, I can check him out. Shout out to Lady Blue. I have not seen you in a while. Big ups on
hey, Oracle.
Hey,
Lady Blue.
We appreciate you coming out, Brittany Tate. Everybody that's on the lines. Y'all about to bust the board out. There's so many people listening right now.
We got time to shout out the chat. We should shout out the chat. We got time for that.
Okay, go ahead. Shout out the chat.
Okay. Shout out to the boss lady at the top of the board. Hey, Boo. Shout out to me. Shout out to this Poetic Seduction. Candace, a.k.a. Sister Faces. Hey, Boo, over there blazing the mic. Shout out to Poetic Black, a.k.a. Daniel Green. Shout out to our guest, 367. Shout out to Honest Abe. Hey, A.B. Baby. In the Chai Radio. Hey, Bill. Shout out to Jade and Jody. Karama, Know Your Enemy. Lady Blue, Miss Asley, and the list continues. Shout out to Nam, Nicole, Mama Ola Daisy. Shout out to Rick DuPay. Shout out to Pig Lady. Rain, C, the Life Poet, the Oracle, Trees, Tashambe, Newly Inc., and Yayo. We in the building. Love y'all. Thanks y'all for supporting. Pretty sure Written and Payne appreciate it. We definitely appreciate it. And everybody that's on the phone line and that in chat, we love you as well.
I got mad love for everybody in the chat. They already know that. Everybody in the chat already know. I got mad love for all of them. So that's what's up.
Indeed. Okay. It's back on you, babe. We're ready to get another piece from you live. So, yeah, let's go.
All right. I got a piece I'm going to share with y'all called Grand Slam. So, never promised to speak with eloquence. My pen don't move with elegance. Warning, this piece may get abrasive. So load the ratchet or hold a racket. Upload your graphics and your handheld gadgets. Maybe you'll figure a bigger distraction. Since wisdom lace lines is a waste of time. Evicted from your wise mind because you ignore rent.
So if I hand you light, you ignore it. Show my dick, you'll applaud it. Recorded, pre-ordered before you bought it. Every sex metaphor you caught it. The words plant wisdom, you abort it. That's how you fuck yourself. Hope you enjoyed it. Impregnate yourself with a larger ego. Fill your pocket with the root of evil. Your soul still equates to zero. No power to people. The people are feeble. Victim of intellectual murders. Living off McBurgers. That question mark meat makes you all McClowns. Since you are what you eat. That means my defecations are compositions. Abrupt yet not for conversation. Far. For me to have hesitation, for devastation, melt your words to liquid when I sip it. Hot? Nah, no steam in it. Not strong, too much cream in it. You ain't coffee, you tea in a cup. So when we listen, who thirst quenching? What's your disposition when you spitting? What's your hope? What you hitting? What you written? What's your mission? Is it target in place or a waste of space? Are you drawing conclusions or trying to trace? Are you part of the movement or slowing the pace? Showing your ass or showing your face? Is it really that bad? Then I come to inquire about your brain. You looking for knee pads? When I say you need to succeed, that's not what I mean. I mean, by nature selection, you're a reflection of the highest form of human being. And a curry tattoo, ass-crack jeans, that's not the mark of a queen. Are you prepared for a king when it seems you're addicted to computer screens? You can't stay conscious long enough to meet the man of your dreams. Your dreams, it seems, are money reams, themes for material things, chasing green, tight-ass jeans, and switching teams. Biggest tails, painted nails, slaves to retail, marrying niggas in jail. I'm raising my son to be a man in the world where most girls like girls. So when he asks me how can he get more women in, should I say, act more feminine? Because nowadays the traffic is both ways, and the same ones claiming God's name, they're saying it's a life choice. So I don't judge, but my position won't budge. Don't pass me the fudge. When love left sex, it got complex. Guess we'll fucking monkeys next. Go ahead, type that in a text. Grand slam. Who got next? I was written in pain.
You know, me and you, we came a long way in our friendship, and you know,
yes.
I see you in a whole different way, man. I always had love for your work. I respect you as a person, love you as a person. I mean, yeah. Big up.
Appreciate
man.
That.
I respect your passion.
Appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you. I really appreciate that. Thank you.
People. 12 o'clock is nearing. Y'all already know what it is. Tonight is about Written in Pain. His CD dropped today. I Am Written
yeah.
in Pain. Phenomenal work, cop that. You know, the link is I've been going up throughout the whole time. So definitely no excuse why you can't click on that button. Support your man. $10 the CD. I mean, come on, y'all. I mean that we throw that away on carry out. So y'all can definitely get y'all changed together and support this man and what he's trying to do in the spoken word. Community, because it takes us all. And if we don't support each other, how can we expect anybody else to support us?
Cop that.
And that's real talk. Cop that.
Cop
it. Payne, if you have anything that you would like to say at this time, feel free. I don't want to feel like I'm taking all, you know, because I tend to talk a lot.
You know, I just can't say enough how much I appreciate everybody and, you know, everybody kind of played a part in motivating me to try to want to do something. There was a time where I just, you know, I just didn't think I should even bother trying to put a CD together. So that just came with the help of a lot of encouragement from a lot of different people from a lot of different perspectives. And I just want to say thank you to those people and everybody that just always showed me love and always support. All my movements and everything that I'm doing, because from the heart, I really, really, really do appreciate it, and that's the truth.
Did I motivate you, Rip?
Say it again.
I said, did I motivate you? You said everybody. I just want to know if I'm in that.
Yeah, definitely. Y'all know I always came through here.
You can't say that. Even through the good times, the bad times, I always show faith.
Ah, he said you can't say that. You right.
He is a big supporter. And not only with the Poetry After Dark, I see Kane support everybody. You know, he's always out there supporting. So, yeah, show love back. That's how it's supposed to be. And if you're not in the chat room, www.writtenandpain.weebly.com, weebly.com. Check them out. Right now, we're going to go to break. When we come back, Written Pain is going to spit again. I mean, I'm going to work him tonight, y'all. Lead it. He's going to spit again. We're going to open up the phone lines for comments, questions, whatever you have for Written Pain. I'm asking all poets to not drop, you know, any links on your own for yourself, so to speak. You can do it in chat, but I don't have a lot of time. We have a whole lot of people on the line, so if you want to spit a piece, yes, stick it. Eat the paint, go ahead, but do not attempt to try to, yeah, you can find me at, you can just drop that in the chat.
Don't attempt.
I mean, for real,
yes,
I have a lot of people just trying to get on the line and speak the paint. I just want to make sure he gets.
Yo,
he gets
you can find me at blue.china.
Anyway, we'll be right back, y'all. We'll be right back.
Up out of there.
Ain't nothing but a gangster party.
Oh, shit. You done fucked up, man.
Ain't nothing but a gangster party.
You done put two of America's most wanted in the same motherfucking place at the same motherfucking time. Y'all niggas about to feel this. Break out the champagne glasses and motherfucking condoms. Have one on us, alright?
Ain't nothing but a gangster party.
Picture perfect. I paint a perfect picture. Bomber hooches with precision. My intentions took you with you with that some double OP. Dog, my fucking homie, you the cold ass nigga on them all.
Showing up, I keep my hand on my gun, cause they got me on the run. Now I'm back in the courtroom, waiting on the outcome. 3-2 is all that's on the nigga's mind, but at the same time, it seems they trying to take mine. So I'ma get smart and get defensive and shit, and put together a million march for some gangsta shit.
So now they got a slate, 2 multi-millionaire motherfuckers catch a case. Bitches get ready for the throwdown, the shit's about to go down. Fuck me and Snoop about the crack. I'm losing my religion, I'm vicious on these stool pigeons. You might be deep in this game, but you got the rules missing. Niggas be acting like you savage, they all forget the cabbage. I got nothing but love for my niggas living life.
I got a pit named P, she niggerina. I got a house out in the hills, right next to Chino. And I think I got a black memo, but my dream is to own a fly casino like Bugsy Siegel and do it all illegal and get scooped up by the little homie in the Riga. It feel good to you, baby bubba. You see, this is for the G's and the keys, motherfucker.
Now follow as we ride, motherfuck the rest. Two of the best from the west side, and I can make you famous. Niggas been dying for years, so how can they blame us? I live in fear of a felony. I never stop bailing me, motherfucking G. If you got it, better flaunt it. Another warrant, two of them members most wanted.
But it gets the party. It ain't nothing but a
Living on Poetry After Dark, Cop That Friday with your boy Written in Pain.
Yeah.
All right, Pain.
Yeah.
Let's bring us up in this open mic segment.
All right. Hello?
I got you. I hear you. You ready?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. You got to open this up, so I'm waiting on another piece. I told you I'm a working.
Oh, I didn't know that. Oh, you could, all right, you got to give me a second, though.
Okay. I'm going to open that up.
All right.
How much of a second? Because I can play a promo. Just a few moments. All right. We're going to let him get himself together. Be right back.
Look at the clock. Time for Poetry After Dark with Fude Poetess and China Blue, and you too. Time to unwind your mind and let Poetry After Dark set off that spark in your muse. The Poetess and China spread nothing but poetic fire all throughout the matrix to get you caught up in the poetic vortex. It ain't hard to get to, you know the digits to call. Whether you want a street, hardcore, erotic, or even conscious, they got it all. You ain't gotta sit in the dark on poetry night. All poets get their time to shine on open mic. Tuesday and Friday night, you know what to do. Tell the poetess in China Blue that Diamond J sent you.
All right, guys. I'm so he is ready to go. Pain,
hello? Can you hear me?
That is the sexiest commercial ever.
I didn't even know that was a commercial. I thought you was playing. I thought that was a track. I was like, I had gotten ready to chill. And then it was over. I'm like, this
that's
is hot. All right. Yeah, I'm ready.
All right.
This is an old piece. This is called Falling. He was the first man created. This means he was king, crowned ruler of everything. Just imagine eternal life, ruler of paradise. But it wasn't suffice. Lonely he was for a woman, a wife. For this, he sacrificed a rib. Blessed her with all that was his. It was glory. But you know this story. A woman's conversation with a snake sealed her fate. Forced on her king the same mistake. Thunderous reaction when spiritual bonds break. Leave you standing, abandoned, outside paradise gates. Now a body built in love is the embodiment of hate. Is this the reward for trusting a mate? Lesson learned. Beware who you give your rib to. Lovers are the worst enemies. If it could happen to Adam, it could happen to me. King of kings, Lord of lords, the conquering lion, blood on his sword. Since he defeated Goliath, son of the Lord, his faith was invested, so he was crowned royal, majestic. He danced and wrote praises for all he was blessed with. But lust of a woman left him infected. His desire became a craze. His thirst for her flesh as he watched her bathe. Her beauty made him a slave. Temptation at its best is a deep, dark cave. Distorts the way we behave. He told his men to have her husband slayed. Never mind this being his best friend he betrayed. A life of lust is a sinful trade. The Lord took his kingdom and shortened his days. Could a man sell his soul for sect and envy? If it could happen to King David, it could happen to me. Born of the warrior's clan, strongest man throughout the land. He needed no throne, just 7 locks on his head and a jawbone. See, his hair was his secret, and he was stressed yet blessed to keep it, wholly seal it, and by no means shall he reveal it until he met her, sensually attired, who kept pressing him about what he vowed to keep quiet. Yet her function, art of seduction, the midst of passion, she keeps asking, and he tries to rebel, but she put him on. She's putting things on him he can't repel. Whispered in his ear, I promise I won't tell. He confuses pleasure for trust when he's inside her. Why would any man trust a woman whose name sounds like the liar? Blinded now, eyes gouged out with fire. Weak as a baby calf, robbed of desire, made to look a fool for the world to see. If it could happen to Samson, it could happen to me. G-Money, Nino Brown, yeah. New Jack City, they swore they'd take over New York City. They solidified their dreams with schemes of selling grams, and I'm my brother's keeper. Yes, I am. No bargain, no barter. They took over the Carter, even rid themselves of them Italian godfathers. Nino and G-Money was tight, couldn't pour shit between them. But a chick came between them. They both wanted her. You seen them. Desire of a man's woman brings out the demons. That was G's woman. Nino got on her back. Now G Money smoking crack. Undercover cops got them both off track. And I'm my brother's keeper. What happened to that? That unnamed whore someplace right now giving head. Both them dudes dead. Now, if that shit could happen to the CMB, you know that shit could happen to me. He gave his heart to who he was close to. Obeyed her words like a king is supposed to. He worked two jobs to provide a living. Even evaded advancement from advancing women. This was his soulmate, his soul's decision. He quoted, even wrote it, his sole reason for living. Everything he had, he kept giving. Enlightened her, as in brightened her weight. Is that his baby mother? Undercovers? With another motherfucker? Break, retaliate, lead a state. Now he's filled with hate, so he grabs his pen, cause he lost his face. He's broken, so he hides his face, cause it's so easy to see through. Now, if it could happen to written in pain, it could happen to you. That was written in pain.
As Grandma always said, don't act like this shit don't stink. It can happen. Wow. You are definitely entering the pain, the written in pain right here. Loved it.
Thank you, man.
See, I see this usually after this. This is when I usually get to hang up because y'all get me all uncomfortable, and I'd be like, all right, bye, and I hang up. But having to stay here now, I keep giggling like a I don't like it. I'm losing my cool here. I need some shades and a hoodie.
And look, guys, I'm just on the phone, right? I ain't even poking yet, you know? Goodness. Hey, you think it's a mess now? You just wait. We about to open up these lines, too. 347, first one on the board. Let's go.
Yeah, what's good? What's good? It's Poetic Black.
Poetic Black in the building. What's going on, brother?
Ain't nothing, Sam. I just copped that piece, man. Just downloaded to the iPod. About to go crazy and bananas on that shit in a minute. And it's gonna be on. You know what I mean?
Appreciate you, brother. I appreciate you, man.
Most definitely, Sam. What's good? What's good, China and the Poetess? How y'all doing?
Hey, Poetic Black.
What's good? Yo, man, just want to say much love, with man. Really appreciate your work, you know, really appreciate your work ethic, man. Like, for real, man. Definitely can't wait to get in the lab with you and just put something down hot and fire, for real. And
definitely looking forward to that.
Yeah, much success on your CD. And definitely I'm be in touch with you, man. I'll be going to the studio. And I got something in mind for you with a piece that I'm putting together. I got something in mind specifically for you. And I'm just going to lay it down, for real.
That's what's
up, man? I appreciate you. I appreciate your support, man. You know, I got enough respect for what you do, man. Thank you.
All day, fam. Most definitely, likewise. And I want to spit this piece, new piece. I spit on Whip Show last night. It's called Love Games, and I hope y'all dig it.
All right. This is up.
Give me one second. I said, I just had that joint. Alright, here we go. I said, love in theory is an emotion defined by an ocean of different characteristics and traits. Though, practically speaking, the essence of what it is beyond words and even beyond description. But I'll try. I never knew love existed until I found that you never loved me, because the faces you've displayed brings clarity that love is the very opposite of what you portrayed, which was insanely familiar to hate. Guys like wolves do when they prey sheep. I guess dwelling in your womb rocked me to sleep, crippled me. And now I'm scribbling epithets of shame to your name in my notepad and hope that you read them. And I pray you recognize my script. Hope it hits the very core of your heart until your lungs itch, squirm, and churn with discontentment. And I meant every single syllable. Every phrase that laid on that page was meant to hurt you the way you scarred me. You departed my heart like the Sea of Musar. That's Moses in Arabic, and I hope you drown like Pharaoh and his chariots did, lamed, laid in disgrace. So why your face changed like oil in cars? I'm just wiping scars while you were swiping hearts, collecting them in your museum for your mere music amusement. I was bent over backwards, breaking my neck for your fucking mere improvement. Friends calling me stupid and shit, saying, yo, Black, you don't even know why you even trust that bitch. You're flying off the handle, defending your name, secretly booking trips to Sanders, trying to give you my name, the last one. How would he even put a hyphen in it just to please you? But you move like thieves do, sneaky and trife. I can't believe you, the woman I was intending to wife. I'm talking accounts jointed like legs and ankles. You had me blinded. I really couldn't peg your angle. But now it's clear like Bohemian oceans that love never was your aim. But it's cool, though. I just charge it to the game. And that's that piece.
That's phenomenal right there. That's what I'm talking about. That brother Penn is awesome. This is great. And I'm looking forward to seeing what you're going to be coming up with. Next one up, feel free, poet, to drop your links up in chat. We got to keep this thing rolling. 646.
Peace, ladies. Peace, Mr. Written in Pain.
What's going on?
How are you guys?
Okay.
Right. Hanging in there. Hanging in there. Just want to show
yo,
some
yo,
something.
Yo, you need to cop that CD, yo.
I did. Can I see my name?
You need to cop that. I'm just making
what?
Sure, yo.
I did. And thank you for doing that for poetry, and thank you for doing all the things you do. And you're very inspiring and a wonderful poet, and I'm glad the world's getting to know you. You know what I mean?
Appreciate you. Appreciate you. You know, I wouldn't even be out here if it wasn't for you, man. So you already know.
Oh, man. Come on. You got wings.
That's what's up.
Sorry. But thank you, my brother. Thank you.
That's right. Accept that love. Accept that love.
You know what I mean? I'm like hitting my chest right now. I got a piece, and I know you like this one. This is actually from the Five Deadly Venom show, and we had a great time, and that was a wonderful experience. Thank you for that as well. This is called African Black. I hope I don't butcher it. Go
yeah, the question. Do your thing.
African Black.
my light skin fool you. Maybe I can school you. They call me Empress, fresh from the motherland, down for my brother man. Some don't relate to me. The light in my aura makes a lot of them hate on me. My life ain't rainbows. Are you insane, bro? I know pain, metaphors, and laymen. I'm from the pavement black. In fact, I'm Ethiopian black, from the Sahara black. I'm repping Ghana black. I could have been a princess, but now I'm a queen black. And not only do I play hard, but I own the team on my abstract black. I'm Nigerian black. Make you want to change your last name to Umoja black, or shall I say back to black. See, I've been stolen, borrowed for centuries, only to never be given back. I'm talking about that black, that cognac black, vanilla black, blue black, any hue black. I'm straight from Botswana black, Moroccan black. Forget the Cadillac, I'm riding camels black. I'm on my game black. Rich like Ghana black, hot like Uganda black, sweating out perms like I'm in a sauna black. Locked hair, coiled black. Shout out to Gil Noble black. He changed the frame black. Your memories will live forever in my mind. You made me proud to be black. Bye black, all week like paradise, and oh my black like Malcolm X. You made me proud to embrace the sun. Proud to embrace me, my roots, bun and cheese. I'm here to please shout out to Madagascar, South Africa, Namibia, West Angola. Shout out to Rwanda, Egypt. I'm Cleopatra black. Not like Liz Taylor, more like Gloria Gaynor black. Foxy Brown black, on the back of the yacht black. And I'm not talking about drinks. Let's talk about the stink. What happened to his nose? I'm the rose who grew from concrete. My family know the truth, be meaning black. And no matter how we rub our black off, it owns us. You can bleach if you want to, but you can't change that soul. Butter on your biscuit, but your melanin, that hint of brown, yellow, red, black. Scientists want to dissect you. They can't understand you. Paul Mooney said, everybody wants to be a nigga, but nobody wants to be a nigga. Now I know what that means, black. It's not all about the chains and the cards, black. It's not all about dropping 16 bars and being a hoop star, black. It's about loving who you are, black. Breaking free from the mental chains, black. Changing the game, black. Changing the game, black. And that's our piece.
Yeah, that's that piece.
Yeah, big shout out to Lyrical Movements doing her thing. I don't know if you're in the chat room or not, but if you are, feel free to post your links. I would appreciate you calling and supporting your boy. Shout out to Breathing Through Paper. Next up, 601.
What's good, people? It's Jody.
Jody in the building.
Gangster.
What it do, Pam? What it do?
She got my hoodie and my glasses.
I'm not spitting the piece tonight. I think I spit the most epic piece I could spit to him last year, March 8th, on his birthday. So I'm going to ride that out. So if you weren't there, you might want to go back to the archives of Reading Through Paper and check that out. Or copy CD Nervous, because it's available there, too. Anyway, I just called to say, outside of how I personally feel about him, from day one, I always thought he was something magical about him. And I love the fact that, I guess like myself, he's not scared to tiptoe in danger. He always up for a challenge. Like, you know, you might get in trouble with some people if you do this or say this, and he'd be like, shit, it's whatever. So, like myself, that's something that I was really pleased with. But he has a masterful mind, and I don't know, I think people are starting to see it now, and I'm so glad that he's opened himself up to people seeing it. But it's so much in store for him. It's so much he wants to do, he plans to do, and I'm just so proud to be able to be in his life as a friend and as a personal person in his life. I'm proud because I see the steps that he's making, and I'm just in awe of everything that he does, from the poetry writing to the storytelling to even the commercials that he started to do on Breathing Through Paper. So if you haven't been there to hear that, you should go there and hear that. I just want to say that he's awesome. I love him. He knows I love him. And I wouldn't have been anywhere else tonight. Not featuring him and me not be here just wasn't going to happen. So I had to close up shop on things I was doing just to make sure I was able to be here and support him. And that's pretty much it.
Well, all right, Ms. Jody. Appreciate you. You know it. Much love, sir.
You said something magical. That's nice. That's nice.
Thank you.
All right. Love you. I love you, man.
I love you, too. I'm falling back. I'm on the phone.
Oh,
I hate all.
No, that's right. That's what it is, y'all. We got to get the rest of the people on the line. We appreciate you calling in. Always a pleasure. I'm sorry I didn't get a chance to hear you spit.
I know, right?
Okay, next up we have 323. You in the building?
Good evening. It's the Oracle from Hollywood, California.
Hey, Oracle.
Hollywood.
I have a two-part question for you written in pain and then a piece that I would like to do in tribute to you. The two-part question is this. Who motivated you to start writing, and at what age did you begin writing?
I started writing probably poetry probably when I was like 9. And y'all going to laugh, but it's the truth. I always say this. I really got motivated wanting to write poetry reading Dr. Seuss books. That's the truth. The rhyme schemes and Dr. Seuss always influenced me to want to try to do that. I always liked that when I was a kid. And I literally probably started writing poetry when I was about 9 or 10.
Awesome, awesome. Now, you know, I want to tell you that a couple of us in the chat room have purposefully been attempting to get you to blush, and we can hear when you're blushing. It comes through in your voice. So I'm one of the culprits. But here's the piece I want to spit for you, because you inspire so many, myself included. This is truth number 2 from volume number 5 of my series called 10 Pages of Nothing But the Truth. It's called Inspire. Be inspired by your love of God, relish in it, and share that joy with those you consider family and friends. Strive to inspire in others that which would impress you. Be inspired in the spirit of the universe, that your very existence is cause and effect of a perfect plan. Be inspired in the knowledge of a source greater than you and I, taking heed to step up when called on. Inspire in others the overstanding that inspiration is fed from within. Once an idea grab hold, that's half the struggle. To win, one must simply be inspired by the hope of winning the prize at the end. Be inspired to inspire someone else daily. Can you imagine all that positive energy created from all that inspiration to do well? Wow. And that's what I believe you do, sir. God bless you and thank you for being in my life.
Thank you.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, yeah, and I really love the Oracle, and I just love how she fits, and I love her energy, and I love her poetry. So that was really, she came through and did that.
Real nice. We got more to come. Next up, 708, you're in the building.
Hello?
Yes,
my head? Okay.
You in?
Y'all can hear me and whatnot. I had something to say I had written down. I forgot. I was liking all the tracks I was hearing earlier.
Thank you, brother.
And I'm real critical, so just being a writer myself, but I definitely like that the 1,000 Poets. I think that's what it's called. I don't know if I had the title wrong.
Yeah, thank you.
I like that. Tonight, I'm going to do this.
Go ahead.
Okay, I'm doing this piece called Stories of a Song that I just finished a couple days ago. And let me share it with y'all.
Get it poetic.
There is a song. My whole life in a song. A song I cannot sing. A song I do not know. There is a story. My whole life in a story told by a song singing lies I was never told. Stories within a story of a song of my life that I cannot sing because I do not know the words. I have heard this song all my life. I have heard this story all my life. It is written in the creases of my palm, a language I am not ready to comprehend. Still, it is told so well. Sounds so beautiful. The grace of my hands, they slide through open space. I grab at nothing and watch air become sheet music, notes and memories. Warm melody infect those contacted. Once pulled close to chest, everyone is rendered chorus. Yet, not everyone recites my song. Though I do not know the words, I do know when the words are not my own. I know when the lies I was never told, the stories within the story of a song of my life that I cannot sing. I know when there is something wrong. I know before the bleeding lyric. I know before the distorted pitch, before the missed count, before the treble clefs are troubled. I know it is written in the creases of my palm. As chamber music, music I do not hear, chambers that know of season but not of year or month, woven into mute symphonies, the most colorful silence, beating emotional vibrations, reminding me of songs I once knew, of other stories that have ended, of those infected by warm melodies serving now as bridge, clasping together the lies once told to them, the stories within the story of the song of their life that they sang, clamping theirs to mine with nothing at all. At least nothing that I can see. I just feel. I do not understand it. I just feel that it's there. I feel the songs when I fall in love. I am told stories when it ends. I feel the songs with change. I am told stories of who I used to be. It is written on my palm. There is a song. There is a story. Stories within a story of a song of my life. Playing over the instrumental of my heart. And that's the piece.
Wow. I read that piece. Check them out. I can't go ahead and throw your links up in the chat room so people can find out how they can, you know, get up with you. That was a phenomenal piece. Love reading it.
Indeed.
Next up, we have 718 in the building.
What to do?
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, we got you.
Yo, what up, Britton and Payne, man?
What's going on, man?
DX, man.
What's going on, brother?
Ain't nothing, man. Just have to find some time out my day to send you peace on yours, man. I ain't going long talk. Got no peace. Just God bless him. Keep doing your thing, brother.
I appreciate you, family. Thank you, man.
All right, I'll see you soon, and man, keep up the great work, man.
Thanks for
the
family. Yeah, for sure. Thank you, brother.
All right, ladies. Hello, how you doing? But you know,
hello.
Say hi to Rick.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Brother. Yeah,
you
know what I'm saying? You ready to get your flag on? Hear sexy voices.
I'm saying the same thing about y'all.
Hey, I'm loving being in the middle of both of these guys. Hey,
I know, right?
Thing,
hey.
Best place to be, and if you ain't here, you're nowhere. Okay, next up, 859.
Peace.
Hey.
How you doing? This is Man. I was just making sure. But I definitely appreciate the brother's work. He's very insightful, has a very good message, and his delivery is amazing.
Thank you, brother.
That's what's up.
Thank you.
It's no problem, brother. You got to get respect to respect this building. You know, you definitely do the respect.
Appreciate you, man.
And I'm seeing the link about where to find your material at. I haven't checked out the links or anything yet, but what's the cost?
Say it again?
Your CD for sale?
Yeah, the CD's for sale.
Okay, what's the cost?
Oh, $10.
Okay, that's beautiful. Okay, well, I don't want to take up too much time, like she says, a long list. But I'm just going to go ahead and get to the piece, if that's okay.
Yeah, do you think?
Okay.
I'm sorry.
All right, bro. This piece is called Light Switch Love. But light keeps switching off. Click. The shine seems all fake. Ignored the fact I was standing there. Arms open to a light she barely leaves on. Click. On Saturdays, her actions become darkness at noon. Click. To feed him her light and sweetness, she claims. That's not what he tastes in the hate. He is messed and mixed up, unable to keep up. All she does is complain. She won't let up. The days of less peace and more pain speed up and measure up. Click. His love was awful to her. With scars on the calendar, it's my fault Monday. I still got calluses on my ears from Sunday. I'm terrified of Tuesdays to be emotionally beat down till sundown. She could have accepted the love, but her days were still dark. Click. On Wednesday, she met space. Right after accepting the engagement ring, click, flicking the switch like she on acid. She evicts his heart from his own chest, says he wasn't good enough to have it. His love is too big for her to fit in. Click, by Thursday, she dumped him again. He is wondering why he stays around. Russian roulette of hope. Is he hoping that on Friday she would smile, have good things to say? Click, instead, constant confusion. He has gotten good at taking her abuse, and she has gotten good at ignoring solutions, undervaluing his contribution. Click, failed relationship, stuck in repeat. He just wants to fast forward, skip to a happy tomorrow. Click, when they get there, he just finds sorrow. He is still strung along her strings of misplaced no's and always being right. So it's a round trip, circles right back to the light switch. Click, making progress is real slow. He prepares for more. He wants to believe until he heard, I don't come before the words, love you. Click.
Wow. Okay. I really enjoyed that piece. Click. That's what's up, yo.
I dug that too.
Yeah, put them links up in the chat room. We got to keep this thing rolling. I think we're going to be rolling into archives. And if we do end up going to archives, don't hang up. I'm going to make sure everybody gets on the line to speak to Written in Pain. Next step, 541. You're in the building.
Poetess, what's up? This is Space. China, what's up?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my gosh. A blast from the past. How are you?
Yeah. You know what? I wanted to call in, and I wanted to support this project. What's up, Sadaka? I want to say what's up to Karama. I want to say the tracks that I've heard so far, the production sounds real tight. I like you got a lot of layers, dynamics, and a lot of motion in the tracks going on, and I like that. And now back over to Mr. Written in Pain. I want to say, hey, what's up, man? I want to say that, you know, it takes a lot to impress me, and you're one of the poets that I'm impressed with. And besides the poetry you write, I like how you mix in the Bible pieces, like you update the stories and you like modernize them. I like that. And the other things, I remember the first time I heard you, and it might have been on like Poetically Spoken or something, I think maybe. And you did this one piece about, to me, it was, like, about past life, and it was, like, this timeline, and you were talking about, like, how you were in Africa, and then how you were, like, in a bus in the 60s, and I don't know, you had, like, this whole story, and you were doing the voices, and when I heard that, I mean, I was kind of, like, I was stunned, man. I was, like, wow, man, I mean, you really did it up, you know? I mean, that piece, to me, took it to the next level, and it was just 100% quality, and it really impressed me, and I was, like, man, this dude has talent. I think he's going to be going places. And the other thing, man, was, you know, your voice, man. You got a very unique voice. and that stood out. And then the other thing, man, was just the tagline, "That was written in pain." When I heard that, I was like, you know what? That's a damn clever way to end a piece. I like that.
Thank you, brother, man. Thank you.
So you know what, man? I just wanted to call up. I wanted to show respect. And I want to say one other thing, man. I think that you should have 100% confidence in yourself, your skill, your ability, your talent. And I think if you don't take this to the next level and start performing live and hitting the stage, that you're acting foolish, man. Because I think, you know, you got a lot of things to say, and you could potentially help some people out and help them think in a different way, you know? So that's what I have to say. And that's all
Faith,
I want to say.
You got to spit something, though, man, because I'm a fan of yours.
You know what, man? I don't think
you
I can spit something, man, because I don't want to disrespect any poet.
Nah,
man. You know what I mean? It's
I'm
like your
serious,
time, man.
Serious business, man. I'm a fan of yours. Man, you've been hiding out. You've been hiding out for a minute, man. So while you here, man, you're going to have to do something, man.
All right, I got your permission, man, because I wasn't going to spit anything, man.
Please do your thing, babe.
Okay. I'm going to just do this piece that I'm working on. It's called Matrix Illuminati. Man's first invention was the world. They bank on the mirage, migraines they create, subliminal, crystal clear, justify and maintain the catalyst, a sophisticated apathy, an enthused and charmed lack of empathy, genteel barbarians of manipulation, land barons of the world, foundation, matrix, deceiving, sacrifice, soul, blood, sweatshop, thieving, stealing, cheating, killing, innocence. Wake up. Wake up, you trickster, you deluded Hamlet, you Faustus who contemplates the devil in luminescent shadow, you convoluted Elijah of malcontent and black magic, you Hitler of ambitious wickedness, CGI and illusion. Pray to your statues, degenerate idols. Enjoy dark ecstasy that stokes the fire of universal suffering and deceit. They have risen in fire and smoke and are no more. Subtle spirit and ether, reminiscent of past lives who witnessed the troubles of space and time, who starved mankind, who called down war. This plague of iniquitous and subtle corruption were held down by the fast food, the crass tunes, gangsters in high places, hustlers, politicians, pimps, the gangs. Take the pill, red or blue. And peace.
Now, this has just been a phenomenal show. You calling in and sitting at, man, I miss you so much, man, for real.
Man, I just want to take it back to Written in Pain, and I just want to really encourage you, man, to get out and do your thing. And I just want to be, you know, on your corner and the guy telling you, yo, man, you need to pursue this. You need to go and take it as far as you can, man, and be true and have integrity, which I know that you have. And the reason why your poetry is powerful is because you're sincere. You know what I mean? And you can feel that sincerity, and that's what makes a great artist. And never lose that, man. Never lose that. If you start to get some kind of celebrity or something, man, you got to realize that your power comes from the heart and comes from the sincerity. And that's what it's about, man. So please keep that intact, man. And I think you're gonna really do some great things, man. So you gotta get out there, man. Hit the mic.
Absolutely, Space, man. I appreciate you, and I got enough love and respect for you, brother. Thank you.
All right, peace.
Peace. Thanks for it. Nice.
Space poet came
bringing
out.
Bringing them out,
he,
written in pain. You bringing them out, boy. That's what I'm talking about. Next up we have, I believe it's 786. 786, you're in the building?
What's up, poets? This is DC, the voice of reason. What's going on?
My poetic brother from another mother in the building.
There's no way that I was going to miss this opportunity to tell you what I've told you a million times. And, you know, just to echo what a lot of the other poets before me have said, I've been doing this seriously for like 2 years, and I've heard a lot of poets. I mean, it's just a ridiculous number. And you are one of the few poets that is in a class by himself. Like, you have a delivery and a word manipulation that's just ridiculous. And I've told you a lot that you're one of the few poets that push my pen to the limit. And it's like, and just like Space said, it ain't too many people that impress me. I'm not impressed by a lot of poets, because a lot of poets play with this thing. But you one of the few poets that I hear that take this seriously and really respect the art form. And just for that alone, you have my respect. Eventually, and me and you have talked about it, but when me and you ever do a collab, I already know it's going to be stupid, and I can't wait to do it. I just want to congratulate you on your CD. I'm definitely going to get it. I just respect what you do, and you definitely a friend for life, and I look forward to working with you in the future, but you're one of my favorites.
Thank you, brother. Thank you, man. You already know how I feel about you and your pen, and you already know that you push me in that same way. So I appreciate you, and I appreciate having the format to be able to meet you, brother, because you already know about how I feel about you, man. So appreciate it.
Right. I'm going to debut something new that I've been kind of messing with on here and see how it comes off. It's not long, but it's hopefully effective. So we're going to see how it comes out. Let's see. Okay. I can hear the drums of freedom celebrated in the womb of Africa, narrated through her eyes of resilience. And her heartbeat made us dance with tambourines that were made from the skins of her oppressors, for they know not what they do. Because we were slaves planted in forbidden fruit that became heathens of the overwhelmed with a clenched fist, directed by untitled tribulation. Because only revelation resides within these lines of struggle. And I plead the fifth on being humble. And I wonder if freedom will ever credit redemption for suffering at the hands of strangers. And I am tired of God being bookmarked in randomly read pages read backwards, forgetting that he is the beginning and the end. Because God don't make cowards out of the chosen, because strength comes in numbers. And storms are mandated before they turn to summers. Because God is the pulse of purpose. He is a catalyst of my praise. He is the integrity of the sun. He is the heartbeat of this drum. He is love without compromise. He is unread messages through faith-driven eyes. He is life. He is light. He is freedom. And that's that piece.
This has definitely been a pleasure hearing you, DC. Thank you for calling in and supporting Written in Pain. Wow. Oh, man. We got to keep this thing rolling. We have 11 minutes left. I'm still trying to get everyone on the lines to be able to speak to them. Next up, we have this Leo, too.
Hey, what's Leo up, Dad? Too? What's up, China?
What's up,
hey,
dude?
Boo. What's up, Web? How y'all doing?
We good. Okay. I'm glad you came out. Shout out to you. Love me some you, y'all. She, you know, she be going through a little something this week, but I'm glad you showed up. Much love.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And thanks to all the poets out there, too, for sending me a lot of love. I had a major death in the family, something really tragic. I lost somebody at 31 years of age on Wednesday of this week. So thank you to everybody for showing me all the love. I did have a question for Whip, if he's still in the building.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he is.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm here. Question, I'm here.
Okay, question is, who, as a poet, what poet
is there a poet that does something that you say to yourself that I can't do it like that poet right there? Is there a poet that exists in your book, in your eyes?
The two poets that come to my mind the fastest is DC, Voice of Reason, and Mr. 668.
Say that one more time. I couldn't hear you.
DC, the Voice of Reason, and Mr. 668. Those two brothers, they when they do what they do, it's just like for me, I'm like, I'm trying to get to that level.
Okay. That was really all I had, and of course I'm supporting the movement. So I definitely have my CD too, and congratulations to you. And I'm gonna fall back, and y'all keep it moving, and have a good night.
You know, my prayers, B.
Thank you, love you.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. And see, Mama O was ready to, you know, beat me up. Yo, let me get her on the back. Mama O, respect all around queen.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to call in and say something to my son. And I just want to tell you that, you know, I don't even have to say much because, you know, I've been watching you from the beginning. And you know what I think the basic reason that you are going to be successful is because you set it all out. You set it all out. And you know what? We have felt your pain. We have seen you happy. We know your laugh. We know the problems you've been through. You set it all out, and we just sit there and get to know you inside out, and we love you, and I just want you to know that. And so proud of you. So I'm not going to hold up the line for a real long time because basically you already know what it is. And I'm just going to read the poem that I wrote for your birthday. To me, this is when you were born in my heart. And this is called The Voice.
Aww.
It's called The Voice.
I love this piece.
This generation's voice was missing. And when the anointers came to anoint and sanctified our protectors, our chosen ones, they were not worthy. History was unfolding tragically. Poets clamored to deliver messages in which the frightened and the weary could find hope. The vampires joined them, confusing issues further. Gatekeepers kept the flame burning. Hold on, because my is configuring right in the middle of my poem. Gatekeepers kept the flame burning, waiting to pass the torch onto the one that was to rescind the darkness. He was lost in his pain, sidetracked in humanness. Then one day we heard a voice, rich and wise. There was a pause, then a hush, and we knew at last the enemy would be defeated. The anointed one had come. Out of the darkness came the light. The message was clear. Drawn to him like a magnet, the sincere welcomed him, embraced him. Set us free, seer. We shall not be cheated or defeated. His vibration has lifted us with laughter and pierced us with pain. He was a shining light in dark corners. He laughed. And he laughed ferociously as he watched the roaches run. As he watched the rodents run, the light was strong. The light of the two strongest forces came, riding on pain and on love. Then he told us the reason for his holdup. He was caught up in the humane. He was destined to feel the pain. The gods knew. He could not help us if he had never felt the pain. Then a mother hears her child's cry. She knew his voice was above all else. Every generation has one or two or three. I delighted in your cries, and I knew you then had come. Happy coming to Earth Day, son. In poem.
That's beautiful, Mama.
I love that piece, and I love Mama Ola Davis.
Thank you. My computer configured right in the middle of my poem, so I kind of blew it a little bit, but I'll read it again on your birthday. Congratulations on your CD. And what's that famous basketball player from Cleveland that left Cleveland? I can't think of his name right now.
Oh, LeBron James?
Yeah, LeBron James. Be like LeBron James. Treat me like he treated his mama.
I love mama.
All right, baby.
All right, mama.
Talk to you later.
Bye.
All right. And Payne, please tell the people again how they can cop I Am Written in Payne.
You can get the hard copy at writteninpayne.weebly.com. And you can get the download at jodyautisticjoint.com. Yeah.
Word. I'm going to split a piece before we get out of here. I just want to say that your work is inspiring. Tonight, just listening to you inspired me to read this piece. I'm about to entertain myself. You know, I don't really read pieces that's real close to home. I'll write them all day long and post them, but, you know, just coming down and reading it, I haven't really gotten to that level yet. And I thank you because you gave me courage to you know, to spit my heart. So
thank you. Thank you.
This is titled Breaking These Chains, and again, this is a piece that's painful for me. As I look back on the previous engagements of my life, I wonder, if I was to listen to the words of wisdom and guidance, would my life be any different? Would the shades of my life be brighter? A fighter in life is what was made, but I need to break these chains. These chain links one by one, when nothing mattered to me under the sun. When I look in the mirror, I wonder what I become. The sun rises and sets on my face and will, the will to survive and not just close my eyes and hide, not just roll over and die. I just want to ask why things are the way they are. Why does this night seem longer than the day? Why must we have choices impossible to comprehend? Judgment by others and false represent. Everything's a puzzle, a line that present. An adolescent robbed of his purity, but just for a second, pretend. Pretend it's just you and me. Walk this line, get a glimpse of this journey. I just want to break these chains that sent all this rain and supply all this pain. I don't want this shit no more. No more. Moving forward is my destiny, it's my goal. Fold the past and shape it to its destination, grasping all that makes me who I am. And I am poetry, no lie. I am woman until the end, and I am a child of God. See, this is my life, and I must break the chain, so the cycle is only a youth when I engage. So I release the rage, and I turn the page. See, we're on this stage, but only I can pull the curtains, and that's that piece.
I really like that.
Thank you. All right, poets. Again, I want to thank Whitney Payne for coming on the Wisdom Poetry After Dark and sharing your accomplishments with us. Congratulations again on the CD.
Thank you, and thank you for having me. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
All love.
We appreciate it.
And again, cop that CD, people. We're going to drop that link just one more time. www.writteninpayne.weebly.com. W-E-E-D. Excuse me, W-E-E-D-L-Y.com. Brittany Payne, if you have anything you want to say before we go, we're going to close out with the final warning, another track off the CD.
I just want to say thank you to everybody that that's been supporting me. I want to say thank you to everybody who already purchased the CD. And I just want to thank everybody for coming out. And I want to say thank you again to Dap and China for having me here. I really, really appreciate it. That's from the heart.
All right. So the next time, people, the Original Poetry After Dark will be back on Tuesday for Topic Tuesday. Come check us out. It's been a phenomenal night of poetry. Again, we're closing out with Written in Pain, and this is the final one. We out. One love.
IMAX, sentence is structured, vocalized climax, ears infected, subliminally affected, toss blocks in your brain till temples erected, I deflect dyslexic rhetoric, got boomerang slang for your ignorant benefit, dice swords at you breathing flock of billboards, brainless zombies don't alarm me, painted politicians won't disarm me, I'm trapped between God and the devil's army. Over your head like halos, no angels. Circles, no angles. Just noose, dangle. Your mind's been strangled. So I smile as they gravitate to hate me. Or use elementary psychology to try to sedate me. Sleeping gas, I'm snoring too. You boring, boo. Why you think I'm ignoring you? My fistful flows are like blows from elbows or shots from pistols. So before you're quick to pick me to spit flows, check my credentials. Lots of people climb to the top to get dropped out of windows. I'm homicidal with pens and pencils. I can only assume you hate it. I leave notebook pages illuminated. Recycle your mental, rejuvenated. This is knowledge inscription, written in a painful rendition. On this road to perdition, watch me doctor ignorance prescription. Overdose you, bun fire on everything I'm close to. This ensures purification. This is a shot of adrenaline. Wake up from your lyrical sedation. I go at it like a flow addict. Eyes are glazed like purple haze. You toast soliloquies. Now you smoke in a higher grade. You want the juice? Your poems are minute made. Linguistically, I'm a renegade. Moorish blood, you've been afraid. Walk through pain, that's how men are made. No matter how many spits my pen is made, my tongue is sharp as razor blades. I blow minds like hand grenades. Cut your books like hands of spades. Did I say cut notebooks like hands of spades? See, sometimes even I'm amazed how I can just take a page, shake your brain off the gauge. Go with me. I'm where mystery meets poetry. I only say it's written in pain, so you know it's me. That was written in pain.
Turn my music high, 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 high.
You don't know what you're doing.
Sure I do. I'm from the streets where the hood can swallow on me. Bullets will follow on me.
There's so much coke that you could run the slalom. The cops comb the shit top to bottom. They say that we are prone to violence, but it's home sweet home. Where personalities clash and chrome meets chrome. The coke prices up and down like it's Wall Street home. But this is worse than the Dow Jones. Your brains are now blown all over that brown brome. One slip, you are now gone. Welcome to hell where you are welcome to sell. But when the shells come, you better return them. All scars, we earn them. All cars, we learn them like the back of our hand. We watch for cops hopping out the back of van. Wear a G on my chest, I don't need that for damn. This ain't a stone outfit, Holmes Holmes is about it. Was clapping them flamers before I became famous. For playing me, y'all shall forever remain nameless. I am home. Sure I do. I tell you the difference between me and them. They trying to get they ones, I'm trying to get them M's. 1 million, 2 million, 3 million, 4. In just 5 years, 40 million more. You are now looking at the 40 million boy. I'm raping Def Jam till I'm the 100 million man. R-O-C. I swear you're wrong. I came into this motherfucker 100 grand strong. 9 to be exact, from grinding G-packs. Put this shit in motion, ain't no rewinding me back. Could make 40 off a brick, but one rhyme could beat that. And if somebody would've told him that hoe would sell clothing, not in this lifetime, wasn't in my right mind. That's another difference that's between me and them. I smarten up, open the market up. 1 million, 2 million, 3 million, 4. In 18 months, 80 million more. Now add that number up with the one I said before. You are now looking at one smart black boy. Mama ain't raised no fool. Put me anywhere on God's green earth, I triple my worth. Motherfucker, I will not lose. Put something on it. I sell ice in the winter. I sell fire in hell. I am a hustler, baby. I sell water to a well. I was born to get cake. Move on and switch states. Chop the coop with the roof gone and switch plates. Was born to dictate. Never follow orders, dick face. Get your shit straight. Fuck all, this is Big J. Ah. You will not lose ever. Fucker.